My name is Mariana Cano. I'm 15 years old. Today is Sunday, November 26th, and I'm speaking with Jessica, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Whitewater, Wisconsin. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a kid?
I grew up in the 80s, the oldest of five children. We were all homeschooled by my mother. We spent a lot of time outside, running around in the woods. We had a lot of animals. I was in a 4-H program. Being homeschooled left me a little socially awkward, so I didn't always feel like I fit in.
Tell me about your parents. What was your life like growing up?
My parents were both born-again Christians that met in the 70s. They decided very early on that they wanted to homeschool their children. So we spent a lot of time doing hands-on learning, playing outside. It was pretty fun childhood, just running around the neighborhood.
How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I would describe myself as being pretty quiet and easygoing person. I'd rather not be the center of attention. But once people get to know me, I do open up and talk a lot more.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were younger?
When I was younger, I always assumed that I would go to college or have some sort of secondary education. I always wanted to become a fashion designer or work in the fashion industry.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel the first time you saw me and held me?
You were a scheduled C-section, so we went to the hospital pretty early and we had a routine C-section with no complications. You did not let us see your sex in the ultrasound, so we did not know if you were going to be a boy or a girl. We were pretty convinced that you were a boy, so when they took you out and said it's a girl, I cried. So after C-section, they take the baby away right away for evaluation, so I didn't actually get to hold you until we got back to the room.
What was I like as a child?
You've always been very outgoing and energetic. You always were jumping around and moving and laughing, just a very happy, outgoing child.
How did you find your way to your current job or career?
I started working at a company called Arrow Financial when I was 16 years old in 1999. From there, I slowly started getting promotions as a receptionist and then doing reporting for the office, and then eventually transferred to a data processing team. So when the company closed down 8 years ago, I was able to stay on with my current department and work from home.
Tell me about the best or worst person you have ever worked with, or for.
The best person I worked with was my friend Nikki. We met when I transferred to be a receptionist in the year 2000. She started training me and took me under her wing. Shortly after that, I became pregnant, She is also a young mother, so she gave me a lot of advice. She moved out of the state 10 years ago, but we've still are close friends. One of the worst people I've worked with was a girl named Monica, and our personalities just did not click. She was just a very strange person. She worked in the reception with me at the front desk, and one of her most annoying habits was blowing her nose as loud as she could for about 5 minutes straight. And she would do it all day long, and people would walk in, like customers and people that worked there, wanting to ask her a question or something, and she would not stop blowing her nose. So that's the worst person I've probably ever worked with.
Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you in your life? If they were here, what would you say to them?
When I was in fourth grade, I had taken a summer school class for the very first time, and I met my friend Erin, who had cystic fibrosis, and I was kind of the odd homeschooled girl, and she was kind of the odd kid with a fatal disease. She took me under her wing and was always very kind to me when we were kids, and never let anyone tease me. She ended up passing away from cystic fibrosis 4 years ago, and we were best friends ever since we first met in summer school.
What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for my four beautiful children, and that we are all healthy, and that we all are able to live together happily.
Thank you.